This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back here to MSC Sports Radio Network, KNZA 103.9. We're sticking to you as we got the sub-state championship now on the way here. We got a couple minutes to begin, so we'll take a couple minutes to give you a little bit of a pregame for the upcoming match, Horton against the Dauphin West Mustangs. Now, Horton, they lost their set number one to KCC 25.2, won set number two 25-15, and then they won set number three 25-13. Now, going over to the Dauphin West Mustangs, they lost their set number one against Mario 25-21. Set number two, they were victorious 25-17. Same thing as set number three, 25-17. It is, we're looking at tale of two, tale of the same coin here, really, for these two teams coming into this final one, but Dauphin West has played Horton this year, and in fact, they beat Horton. They beat Horton in the Hiawatha tournament in the semifinal, 25-16 and 25-13. And we're going to see a lot here. Real quick, before we do the pregame, though, I'm just going to talk about some other area things. Team in, they're going to state in 5A. Valley Heights right now, they are up in the state championship, that the sub-state championship that they are in right now. Horton right now, they also just went to state in 4A. Nemaha Central, they wrapped things up, and they went all the way to, they're going to go to state as well. So really, this might be the only thing going on right now, and
let it be that way.
I mean, we got a great one, Horton and Dauphin West, and what are going to be some keys here for both of these teams to try to take a victory? And real quick, Horton Chargers have never won a sub-state championship.
Yep. I said before that we're at the beginning of this all, we look at the banners across from us hanging on the wall that most, you know, schools have. There's not a banner for volleyball. They got a banner for every other sport they can have and they can hang, but they haven't hung one yet for volleyball. So they got an opportunity to hang one for their school, so they do. But they're going to have to get through a very tough and scrappy D-West team.
And, you know, we talk about Dauphin West. Katie Johnson, 21 kills in the game against Mar Hill, but for Horton, the big hitter was Piper Chartier. Piper Chartier finished the game with 11 kills. She had three in set one, four in set two, and four in set three, but there was also another big hitter, Carly Huffless, the first all-team, all-league returner. She had three kills in set one, and then in her set number two, she had three kills, and in set number three, she had an ace and a kill. So those are two big hitters for Horton, and then the other big hitter for Dauphin West was Bell Smith, who finished with seven kills and an ace. But real quick, we're going to take a two-minute timeout, come back with you for the volleyball action here on KNZA 103.9. It's the Dauphin West Mustangs taking on the Horton Chargers here in the sub-state championship.
Dry conditions affect more than crops. Decreased forage production for grazing or hay can lead to paying more for feed or depopulating your livestock. Protect against forage losses now with pasture, rangeland, and forage coverage from Farmers Mutual Hale. Call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, your local FMH agent, to develop the best strategy for your farm. Deadline to sign up is December 1st. Call Roy or Eric today, 785-284-7611.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody, and you're tuned in to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet alongside Dan Shoup. MJ helping us back in the studio. The Donovan West Mustangs, they just beat the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens to make it to the Sub-State Championship. Horton just, well, about 2 hours ago, they were able to beat KCC, the Panthers, to move on to the Sub-State Championship. And we talk about the success that Horton has covered this year. Not only is it their first season being above 500 in 11 years, back in 2013, which they went 19-15, you know, Horton, they won their first league title in 35 years. And the other thing that we talked about is that Horton has never, ever won a sub-state title. And this is their opportunity and their chance. I mean, they looked like they were down pretty early against KCC, but they responded.
Yeah, one thing they can't do is have the kids worry about that. And the coach, hopefully, is talking about, hey, this is a game right here. We're going to play as hard as we can, just like we've done every game throughout the season. If we do what we can, I mean, the best we can do, that's going to give us the opportunity to go on.
And this should be a great one. Again, I'll be the one traveling down there for that coverage. Should be fun. But yeah,
like I said, there's nothing like going. I mean, this game, I mean, it's unlike any other game. There is so much emotion in this game. The mental toughness you have to play this game and play it at a high level, not to let things bother you when things don't go right.
I'll say this as well. These schools are the closest out of any of the schools. Donovan West is only, they're located in Highland. They're only 20 minutes away from
right.
here. So these people, I mean, these communities know each other. They've seen each other, right?
Yeah.
They're right next to each other. The Dauphin County line next to the Brown County line.
Yep.
It's right next to each other. So, you know, these communities, they're familiar, and that's why this is going to be an important game for both sides, and as loud as the energy and crowd is going to be. Here now we get the start of the game. It's on the Mustang side trying to send it across, but able to get it over on the save. Hufflin. And then Johnson.
Did you see Johnson, though? He went up to hit that. Horton was going to do a double block on her. And she looked down at the spot, and she said, there's an open spot right there. I'm just going to take it right there.
And Johnson overall tonight with 22 kills, but she's got her first here against the Horton Chargers. Mustangs are up 1-0. And now they're up 2-0 with the hitting the safe error from this time, the Chargers' Lydia Link. So it is now.
We get the momentum back on Horton's side here for Horton. They got to get something set up.
There you go. Service error.
Maybe they didn't have to. Every time I say that or you say it, they come to service error.
And that's typically how it goes. So that's the.
But great. Look at this, man. Both student sections are packed.
They are packed and filled to the brim. Here, Johnson sends this one over. In the back row is Sturton, set up, starts here, Hufflin,
why not?
Kill.
Yeah, why not? That's how you get your team up. That's how you get your team into the game. Set the Hufflin kid up.
And Hufflin, she wasn't the leading kill leader in the game against KCC. It was Piper Chartier. She's the one to get this serve across. It's 2-2. It's tied, but Katie Johnson, she's got her second kill of the game.
Yeah, and who does D West go do? Go to their best player. Great hit. Hit it off the double block out of bounds. But both teams now, hey, you're relaxed. You're settled into the game.
It's 3-2 right now. Lead with the Mustangs. Just off the net here. Becker could be a hustle.
Oh!
Finding the open gap.
You would think that was just going to be, you know, free balled over, but no, Hufflin says, no, I'm going to hit it.
And Hufflin with two kills in this set number one. She had three kills in set number one against KCC, but she finished the game with a total of 7. 3-3 now. Horton just tying it. Becker gets the serve over. Set up for Johnson. Johnson back step to her in the net. Blocked by Hufflin. Getting across here and putting it too far deep for the Mustangs is Brooklyn Roll.
You can't give credit enough to those kids playing that front row. Great footwork along the net because every hit is contested. Every hit, somebody's getting a hand on it or getting blocked.
Bobby Becker gets this one across here. Low dig from Bell, and now a point here for the Horton Chargers.
That's how you get your team up. Get your floor leader involved.
We talked about Horton. They played the first game today. Second game is Northern West, so they're kind of a little more fresher. There's a 20-minute intermission here between these two teams. Foster with the low dig. Johnson, she sends it over. Chartier here, Kabia, getting a set opportunity for Smith. Up for Rawls. Now, just off the hand, and they're going to stay on the net
was the Chargers.
5-4. Chargers with the lead, still by one.
Where's D-West planning on going if they win this? Look at this over here. Looks like they're all dressed up to go to Hawaii or something.
I know. They got the Hawaiian fit going on right now. Going down by one, though. 5-4. Right now with it, Mustang side, getting it over on the free ball, underhand from Johnson. And it's in outside of the antenna for Smith. It's now tied 5-5. You have to put the volleyball, if you send it over, inside the antenna. It's the red and white pole that sticks out on the net, both sides. Set up here for Smith, and it's going to be blocked.
Wow.
For Brooklyn Rawls.
That must have just barely hit the line, that down line block.
Brooklyn Rawls, she's been dominant here already in this one. Only saw a little bit of success the senior for Dawson West. Just one of the five seniors here for the Mustangs, but now the Mustangs take a 6-5 lead. Hupla, she puts this one across, and she's got a kill. Not too high on the heat scale, but
They
it's
moved
good
her to they moved her to the middle. That time she hit middle instead of hitting front left. Way to keep Stomper West on her toes.
Scoring the point here, Horton Chargers into the alternation, pushing it across. Now Mustangs trying to respond. Bell Smith, and they get a deflection off of Carly Huffless up on the net. It'll be a kill credited.
One thing I just found out during intermission, the coach for D-West actually is the mother of these two Johnson girls. I think she's a Baileyville native. You talk about athletic bloodline.
Huffless here, putting it across, going to the deep corner. Set too far back. Now down 8-6 is the Chargers. They had the lead at 5-3, but now it's alternated and switched around. 8-6, another two-point lead is to the Mustangs. Set up, Huffless from Chartier, and she's got a kill.
Nice hit by Huffless. And again, that time they hit her front right. So they're just not setting her in one position. They're moving her around to all three positions in that front row. Now this is going to be the key. Can we get these other kids involved? Now that kind of Huffless had the momentum going, now Huffless is serving.
Right now, Huffless, she's going to kind of, well, her coach calls for not a timeout necessarily, but she asked Huffless to come over, and they wipe off the game ball. Might be a little slippery right there.
Yeah, got to get starts here. And
8-7.
Smith up there in that front row.
Down by one. Getting it across. Bell Smith, and they're going to say she goes. No one tipped it. Out of bounds. It's 8-8 now. Chargers back within it. So we saw the two-point lead from the Chargers that was quickly swollen up, and it was tied at 5-5. Then we saw the two-point lead from the Mustangs, 8-6. Now, two-point run here. Make it 8-8 for the Chargers. Huffless across. Oh. Service error.
Now you look around in the crowd, all these parents, their hands are underneath them. They're nervous for their own kids.
And both these teams, they didn't go to state last year. Duff West, they had their hopes eliminated against Petrelia in the third set.
Yeah, you got probably two of the better athletes in both leagues with the Johnson kid and the Huffless kid in volleyball anyway, playing matched up against each other.
Huffless setting up Chartier.
Nice.
Trying to send that one down, couldn't get it. Deflection here. It's on the Horton side. They push it across with two hands. Foster now just sending it over on a free ball. It's Folk, Kabia, Huffless behind the back to Smith, and Smith goes too far out to the right. She was trying to go for that behind the back finesse shot, trying to go down on the line, but just put it across a little too far right. 8-10. Mustangs lead. With the serve for the Mustangs is Edie. Chartier going to the far back line. Foster, the but Barry who picks it up. Free ball barely sent over inside of the antenna was Bell. Chartier going down. She's got a kill. Foster not able to foster the heat.
Again, great adjustment by the Chartier kid. She went tried to go cross court the previous two times that she hit. That time, she tried to go down line, got the kill.
And Chartier, she had 11 kills in her game today against the Kansas City Christian Panthers. Here she's got already one. She starts off with her first. Another point here for the Horton Chargers, going out of bounds with the hit.
This is a bouncing back and forth, isn't it?
It is. And both teams have had multiple two-point leads for each one, and it is. It's a teeter-totter going back and forth. Someone's just trying to weigh down the momentum. Set up for Smith, and she's got a kill about 100 miles per hour.
Well, nice
speedometer, but I would
nice
say that one came
down line. Yeah, nice kill down line by Bella Smith.
Bell Smith.
Yeah, you got to dig deep. I mean, if you're one of these athletes, it's about, I'm going to do whatever I mean, the prize is right in front of you. I'm going to do whatever I can to try to snatch that prize.
Yeah, these teams, they played earlier on this season, and Dalton West won 25-16, 25-13. Here, Chartier putting it down for a kill.
She kind of found an open spot there in that defense, but they're that double blocking her, so they are. That down line's been open the last two hits.
Well, Carly Huffle, she's got three kills in this set, number one. And Chartier, she's got two. Here, trying to get one. It's full. Could be a nice dig. Set up opportunity for Chartier, but she hits off the antenna. That's a point for the Mustangs. Now 11-12. We've already seen two games tonight going to three sets. Wouldn't be too surprised if we saw this one do the same. Bell Smith loads up the chamber, fires it across. Up 12-1, Mustangs trying to put one down is Rolls. Now sent over on a free ball and gets the point off of it. Katie Johnson with a kill. Kabia just not able to get the space. And now with 25 kills tonight is Katie Johnson with four kills alone here against the Horton Chargers in set number one.
Yeah, she's back in that front row.
13-11. Set across. Chartier and Huffless. She was trying to fake a setup there and then was going to try to swipe it down, but instead it didn't go over the net. It went into it. Now 11-14.
Oh,
and here a service error to break up the momentum. It
the old coach
like
down there is like, oh my gosh, we had the momentum going through our way. The one thing we don't want to do is net serve it.
Yeah, Mustangs had four straight points, and they stopped the long rally that they had going on for the service error. It's now 14-12.
Good
deflected
block
back into the Mustang side, and a great kill here to keep momentum alive. Katie Johnson, her fifth of the game. She's got five. 12-15. Mustang with their largest lead of the game over the Chargers by three. And that just kind of tells you that both teams aren't letting the other one pull away here. Ben, don't break for either side here. And finding a path to break through the defense. Charlie Huffless getting another kill for herself. She's got four already in this set number one.
Yeah, they kind of, I mean, if they realize it or not, I'm not sure, but there is a soft spot now down line against that double block in the front row.
Bobby Becker back to serve for the Chargers. Gets across near ace. Barely pushed over by Rolls. She sent it back over real quickly. Johnson goes out of bounds. She was trying to go right down the middle. She was set up at the middle of the net, but
yeah, it was nice. It was a quick set. It was a low set. She was already in motion with her spike. She hit long.
And now going on a real bit of a run of themselves. Horton Chargers coming back from this one. They were down 3-15. Now the 14, the score. Huffless deflection back on the Horton side. Ball put up in the air. Could be it trying to set up Smith. Smith going down for a near kill, but two back-to-back saves. And now Smith, who got the bump, she'll get the kill attempt here. Couldn't get to go down. Foster, stay up Rolls. Rolls puts it across. Now Huffless kept it alive. Now Smith deflected right back to Bia. Hopkins across the net. And now Katie Johnson going through six defenders.
What a rally.
The whole Chargers team going for a dive.
What a rally. Both sides, what a rally. Man, they're laying it out there.
14 to 16 now. Donovan West still with the lead, and that's a rally that you need to win to not make this a tied 15-0
game. Oh, it's so crucial right now. You're 16, so you're just nine more points.
Across by Smith. Now Johnson. Johnson on the line. But I think they're going to get her on the net.
No, they're going to give Huffless on the net.
Huffless on the net.
I thought it was Johnson, but
so
they're not going to a little bit differently.
It won't be considered a kill because of the violation on the net by Huffless. But it would have been good for one regardless. 17-14. Three-point lead here for the Mustangs. Chartier setting up Huffless. Keeping that within the antenna. On the knees, getting it up. Rawls sent across by Katie Johnson. Chartier, Huffless, angle shot. You heard the boom on that one. Johnson deflected back. Good block by Huffless. Sent over by Keller. Behind the back set up. Now put across. Another digging effort by Rawls. And now pushed over. Kabia. Nice save. Chartier, Huffless, deflected back towards the Mustangs. Long rally. Behind the attacker's line, Bell Smith sends it over. And now a nice little deflection by Chartier to get it over. Johnson blocked right back by Smith. Mustang still with it. Deflection at the line. Kabia sending up Huffless. Going deep. Wide!
Wow.
You couldn't have passed the ball any better.
Man, what a rally. Man, if you want to see good volleyball, they're playing it. They're playing it.
Or if you want to hear good volleyball, then to the listeners,
I mean, they're all over the place.
17-15. Serve sent over from Link. And here, a great save picked up by Smith. Sent over a free ball by Link. Kenny Johnson putting that one down with no mercy.
You can't single block her. Right time, they had one girl up there blocking against Johnson. You can't do that against her. She just hit it right around it. Right down.
Johnson, she's been real dominant here. Now put across Huffless. Huffless, she's got another kill. She's got six in this set number one. It's 18-16.
Yeah, I know you can't see it on the radio, but man, these kids are just moving in unison, every one of them. It's just fun to watch. When you have that, everybody understands the responsibility. All six are moving at one time. Exciting volleyball.
Carly Huffley back to serve, down by two is the Chargers in set number one of the sub-state championship game, 18-16. Across the net here, opportunity set up for Bell Smith, deflection here. And now a great save by Becker, sent across on a free ball by Huffless. Opportunity behind the back set for Smith, and I think she goes out of bounds. She does. 18-17, within by one now with Huffless still serving. She has some incredible numbers against Mar Hill, especially at the service line with two aces. And here a block by Piper Chartier.
What? They're going to call her over the net.
They're going to say over the net, Chartier.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
What a call.
What a call, yeah. Big call in this part of the game.
That would have gone down for a kill for Chartier to put it at 18-all. But
yeah, now they got a two-point lead.
Still, Mustangs keeping this one in their favor by two, 19-17, and neither team has called a timeout here. They've just been letting it play. Chartier set up, and that one's far deep. You might think of your first timeout.
You might. I don't know.
If you're the Horton, Kristen, Pasnosh. 20-17. Set over.
Oh, wow.
That's Edie, and that one's a service error.
The Becker kid made a great decision. He wasn't quite sure if that was long or not. Was it up above her waist? She just opened up. It was long.
Ella Sturton. She's got two aces today. Today. It's not in this game. She's the service. She tries to get it over. And Bell Smith, she gets a kill off the hands of Coverstone. Now 21-18.
And each one of these teams, they're playing for each other. So they are. All these kids are doing their role to a high level.
Back to serve. Up 21-18. It's Kaya Keller. She's got a kill today. This is set number one, the sub-state championship here hosted by Horton. And what a save by Huffless, getting it across to Sturton. Step up a screen for Smith. Now putting one down for another kill for Smith. She's got three on the match here against Horton. And now we're going to see Horton's first timeout as they're down 22-18. We'll take a timeout as well. We're in set number one. The Mustangs lead 22-18. Don't go nowhere. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on KNZ 103.9.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here. Just after the Horton Chargers timeout, they're down in set number one of the sub-state championship game, 22-18. Dauphin West, they won a matchup earlier in this year in the Hiawatha tournament where they beat Horton 25-16, 25-13. So Horton has already put up more points against Dauphin West than they have in the two sets that they played earlier on in the season. Foster. Here now, set up for Bell, Kabia. Huffless pushing across. Oh. She fakes the setup, goes for the kill, sends it with the two-hand push in the back right corner.
So you remember from last game, what Mara Hill, what they were able to take advantage of is that back right corner right next to the line judge, and that's exactly where Huffless put it.
After the Horton timeout, they get a point, 23-19. Here, Falk just pushing it across. Huffless setting up Chartier. Chartier! Put some heat on it, but it will be able to be returned. Puts across now, Horton. Their chance. Huffless setting up Link. Ball popped up in the air, moving around. Point for Horton. Violation.
Again, Mustangs definitely making it exciting.
After the timeout, back-to-back point. The first timeout by any team today. Kabia sends this one across. Johnson. Now Bell tipped up at the net, and I think they're going to get Horton on the net. They will. 23-20, 1 point away from set point.
I think they went to a back set there, and the double block couldn't get there in time. They were all going over to the Bella Smith girl on the front right.
Bell Smith goes across. Kavia, Steffi for Chartier. Chartier outside the play, but she sends it inside. And Johnson hitting the stick. It's 23-21.
Yeah, the set was just a little bit low. I mean, I was trying to do a low set for her, but they never got above the net, so it didn't.
Piper Chartier here, back to serve. Sends this one over, just barely getting it across. Johnson hurries up to it. Free ball sent over by Foster. Chartier, Huffless.
Oh!
Huffless, kill! 23-21.
Lean on your leader. That's all I say. Lean on your leader.
Coming off the timeout, Horton has scored 4 of the 5 points. They're on a roll, and down by one now, 23-22. Katie Johnson, the heat, barely kept alive, and a kill by Johnson. Well, yeah, actually, they're gonna say it's a lift by Horton.
When you don't get a hand on that type of a hit, there's no way you're going to dig that thing. That thing's coming at you 100 miles an hour.
24-22. It's set point for
a good comeback. I mean, they called timeout. We know the question there. Maybe the coach should have called timeout just maybe a couple points earlier. I don't know if it was early enough or they had enough time to come back. But they did score four or five points in a row there to get this game fairly close. But we'll see what Horton does here coming out of this timeout.
Royal Valley will be going to state in volleyball for 3A. Lynn Bulldogs, they are going to state in volleyball.
Awesome, awesome.
So a lot of great outcomes already today. And, of course, this outcome still to be decided. A timeout taken again by the Horton Chargers. We kept it with you. 24-22, the Mustangs with the lead in set number one. Upless, Chartier, Upless again, and she's got the kill.
Who do you go to? You go to Upless.
And Horton has scored each time the point after the timeout attempt, but 24-23, they have to score this point to force the win by two.
Right. Okay, you got to be thinking, they're probably going to the Johnson kid here. We got a double blocker. We can't let her have free reign on this hit.
Bobby Becker. Across. Foster.
Great serve by Becker. Tied this thing up. What a run.
Incredible. It was at one point 22-18, and now it's 24-24, and now the Mustangs call a timeout.
New game.
We'll keep it with you right here. It's a 24-all in set number one.
What a comeback, Brendan. What a comeback by Horton. They could have easily just said, let's just go into the second game. Let's try to win the second game. But no, they called a timeout. They were down, 5-6 points. Made a run. Got within two. And then boom, boom. Here we are, tied up 24-24.
It was at 22-18, the first timeout that was taken by Horton Chargers. They went on to score 4 or 5 points to make it a 23-22 game. And then a point was scored by Mustangs, make it 24-22. Another timeout by Horton. And then back-to-back points rattled off from Horton as well. So 24-all is now the score. Bobby Becker, who just recorded an ace. She's got two aces on the day. Gets this one just over. Again, you got to win by two now. Johnson, he's got a point for the Mustangs with the kill.
Well, great job by Mom over there. Hey, we get a good pass out of this. Let's go to the Johnson kid in the middle. Still get us the lead.
Katie Johnson, 8 kills in this set one versus the Horton Chargers. He's got 29 kills altogether tonight.
Horton's got to make a good pass here.
25-24.
Oh, long!
And a service error.
Service error. Tied this thing up again.
Oh, that's a crucial mistake.
Whoa,
you don't want to make.
Great decision by Becker, number 5, Horton, because that wasn't that far out. It might have been out by 6 inches.
And that's a well-disciplined player when the pressure is at its high. Here, set up for Johnson again. Deflection. Great save by Bobby Becker. Chartier, Huffless, deflection. Barely picked up. Johnson now. Put over by Keller, barely saved, and it's going to be a point for the Belfort West Mustangs. So if you're the Mustangs right here, you want to get the serve over. Katie Johnson.
A little bit different strategy here. I mean, you got Johnson serving.
The kill leader tonight gets across. Kabia. Set up. Huffless. Deflection. Johnson. An opportunity to get a good kill here. Bell Smith puts some finesse on it.
Just over. Oh, it's going to rip. They're going to
rip. What an decisive call made, but looked like a near save. We'll end set number one. Donovan West, 27-25.
Yeah, a great, great game. It's one of those controversial calls, that you called or not. The Huffless girl used her fist. The ref seen it that she lifted the ball up instead of hit it. You may sure to look at it either way. It's tough to make that type of call in that situation, but it is what it is. Great first game.
Set number one, won by Donovan West, the Mustangs, 27-25. They got tied at, of course, 24-24. They got to 25-24 and 25-25, 26-25, and, of course, the final score, 27-25. But we'll talk about set number two here in 2 minutes. Stay with us here on 103.9 KNZA.
Kimes ES Estafeta is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kimes offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimesES.com to learn more. Kimes Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
We are committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice. From delivering precious newborns to caring for aging parents, from preventative exams to outpatient services, we are dedicated to improving the health and well-being of our community. For an appointment at Sabetha Family Practice, call 785-284-2000. 2141 or visit our website at sabethahospital.com for a complete list of the services we provide. Committed to care, Sabetha Community Hospital.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here on this Saturday evening here, late evening, as it is now 6 o'clock. If you want the pregame coverage to KUNK State, that's currently being broadcast on 92.1 KNZA. But right now here, sticking with it, KNZ 103.9, we still got volleyball sub-state championship coverage here as we're in set number two, Dauphin West. They won set number one, 27-25. Chartier gets this one just over the net, dug up nicely, put across by Katie Johnson. Kabia now having to go far away. Oh, not
save.
The save of the century from 100 feet. And now Kabia, oh, longest rally is saved by Foster. Now back here on the Horton side, Chartier, Puffless, deflection at the line. And now putting it over, Mustang, set up, Chartier, Puffless, back row on the line.
Horton will score the first.
You tell me these kids don't want to get the state tournament? My God, they're laying it on the line.
That was a 100-foot.
That was a heck of a save.
That was a great save. I mean, if there was a JV court going on, she would have been in the middle of the JV game. That was how far she was. That takes extreme power to get that one sent over, but it's now 1-0 to start here for the Horton Chargers. Deflection. Katie Johnson for the Mustangs.
Go to your money ball.
She's got 30 kills on the night. 9 here against the Chargers. 1-1. Tied 1-1, serving and over, Courtney Johnson across, Chartier behind the back, separate Bobby Becker. Becker on the net, but out of play. A point for Dauphin West. Horton needs to win set number two to go into set number three. Horton has never won a sub-state championship in history. And this would be the year to do it if they can pull it off. Chartier, Huffless, pushing across with a little bit of finesse. Set up for Johnson. Johnson, she's got the kill. 3-1. And you know, a team like Dauphin West, they have a senior in Katie Johnson who wants to go to state. She's a first team all league returner, and tonight she's got 31 kills. Near ace, but barely just picked up and saved. But here a kill from Bobby Becker. Bobby Becker, an ace and a kill against the Mustangs today. She had an ace in set number one. She's got a killer in set number two. It is 2-3. The Chargers down by one.
Yeah, how these kids are supporting each other, being positive.
Becker across, Foster, the dig. Put out opportunity for... Now there it's the Horton Chargers putting it across. Big boom. Now putting it down, Carly Huffless. Tying this one 3-3. She's got 2 kills here in set number 2 in the sub-state championship game. But overall, she's got 10 kills here against the Mustangs. 3-3. Chargers serves. And an ace. Bobby Becker. They watched that one go down. You couldn't fit a Tootsie Roll.
No, that was awfully close.
Bobby Becker here. Again, after the ace, the second ace against the Mustangs team already. And she's got another one. 3 of a kind. She's got 3 aces now. Back-to-back one.
Coach over there, D. West, is subbing the libero out. And it really wasn't her fault, man. That serve was on the spot. on the money.
5-3 now, the Horton Chargers with the lead. They need to win set number two to force set three. Bobby Becker this time takes a little bit of heat off and she cuts it across. Horton, and now a kill from Smith.
Excuse me, it's going to be Huffless. What a smart play by Huffless. She is very court aware. She don't get wrapped up in the momentum of the game. She sees open spots. She's just pushing the ball in those corners.
Bobby Becker here, right hand serve, gets it across the net. Deep into the back, it's Bell. Now Johnson just pushes it across. Kabia, Huffless, far back out of bounds. 6-4 now, nothing points. And Huffless, she's got 11 kills against the Mustangs, but on the night, she's got over 20. Back to serve. Kalia Idle, she's got an ace tonight. Pushes now. Mustangs with it. Step opportunity here for Johnson. Johnson too far back. 7-4 after the hitting error. So teams now trading handling errors.
Back I mean, he's like, I mean, even like that kid there, I mean, he hit it long. There wasn't anything down about it. Hey, that's all right. We're going to get the next one and move forward.
Sorry, got
to have a short memory.
For Horton, Lydia Link, now Johnson, and a block! Barely kept it alive!
What did you say, four?
And they're going to get a lift against the Mustangs here. It's going to be 8-4, Horton. But yeah, no, it was a great save, as you mentioned, for the Mustangs. It was initially a really great block by Huffless up in the
right.
front row. 8-4 now. What's the lead?
We need to have instant replay up here. I need to slow that one down.
8-4. Just pushing it across, Keller set up, Huffless, deflection in the back row, Foster, the libero who now steps back into this game. Johnson, Heat will be handled by Link. Huffless, back across, miscommunication in the back row. That's going to go down as a kill for Link. And now a timeout taken by the Mustangs as they are down 9-4.
Man, this place is loud.
It does, and it gets only louder. We'll be back here in 30 seconds. Chargers up 9-4 in a must-win, set number two.
Hiawatha Businesses. Celebrate your Halloween spirit this year by competing in Hiawatha's Business Halloween Costume Contest, sponsored by GN Bank. Please dress in your best costume attire on Halloween Day while judges tour the registered businesses that morning. Please register your business by contacting Morgan at GN Bank or Sarah with Hiawatha's Chamber of Commerce. Again, this will take place the morning of Thursday, October 31st, with the winners of the Hiawatha Business Costume Contest being revealed later that day. Good luck and happy Halloween.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we've seen two games tonight going to set number three, so why don't we go back to the candy basket and pull out another one here for the third game, which is the state championship game. This one can go into set number three. Horton will have to force the win, though, because they lost set number one, but they're ahead right now 9-4 in set three. Now only 9-5, though. The lead cut slim even more by a kill shot taken from Jonathan West, Kia Keller, the junior.
Yep, good time. Use of a timeout there. Stop Horton's momentum. They definitely have the it on their side.
Dave Johnson over. Kabia with the bump. The step from Chartier. Chartier and the kill from Covers Up. Covers Up. That's her third kill of tonight. Her first kill against the Mustangs. 10-5. Huffless. Spinning. Firing. Across. Foster back there. Now Johnson. Now Bell. Behind the back. Luann put over. And now it's Chartier trying to put one down the line. Couldn't get it to go over. Now Bell, and now Bell Smith with the kill shot. Bobby Becker not being able to handle it in the back left corner. 10-6.
Now there's no standing around watching. All these kids are understanding their responsibility. If the ball's not hit to them, they're loaded up, getting ready to spike. It's good to see this.
Smith, four kills against the Chargers, 10-6. Mustangs trail. Set up opportunity here for Keller, blocked right back to her. Now she'll, Johnson, ball getting deflected backwards. And here, A nice kill, perfectly pushed over. It was a two-hand push from the middle of the attacker's line. It went out to the right trajectory of the deep corner. Toughless with the point.
Yeah, she does that very well, realizing that the block's not right up against the net with her. And being as tall as she is, she has pushed that back in that back corner on a bullet.
Toughless, the senior who's 5'10", here serving it over is Ellis Sturton for the Chargers as they're up 11-6. And here, putting down a kill for the first time tonight between both of the games she's played.
Wow.
Kate Folk.
Yeah, nice hit. Haven't said her name much, but nice hit in the front middle there.
And it's a player like that, again, that was her first kill the entire night. So, you know, it's a crucial kill. It's
oh, yeah,
kill that
definitely.
Comes in
crucial.
There and puts some, a little bit of momentum back on your side, but Mustangs still trail down by 4. It's 11-7. Chargers in the lead. Sent over by Keller here on the serve for the Mustangs. Chartier trying to keep it with some
side.
Good save. But could keep it going on. 11-8. Set it off with the block.
Yeah, I mean, back-to-back plays by Falk.
Crucial point for her to come in this game and make some noise. Covers up, pushes this one behind the attacker's line, picked up. Now Chubby put down by Smith, and she's got the kill, drawing this one within two, 11-9. Smith, she's got 5 kills against the Chargers. She had 7 total kills against Mar Hill Mount Academy. And the 3 sets went against the Ravens. Kabia, Hufflet, set for Chartier. Now behind the attacker's line, trying to go. Smith blocked by Covers up. And they're going to get on the net. The Mustangs now 12-9. 3-point lead here for the Horton Chargers. And we've been broadcasting for 4 hours and 30 minutes here on KNZO 3.9. I'm sure no one's been snoozing, though. Everybody's quite awake here. Chargers up by 3, 12-9. Near kill by Chartier. Dig by Folk. On the Horton side now, set up for Chartier once again, trying to slip inside of a gap, can't get it. Bell Smith pushes it over, but she goes into the net. 13-9.
I mean, if somebody said there's something else going on today, bound a lot to be more important than listening to KNZA right now.
I'm sure everybody's got their gramps, their grandmas, maybe even their dogs. I'm sure my Yorkie at home is barking at this one. Right now, 13-9. Chargers with the lead in set number 2. They need to force it here. And nearly
good
getting a kill, but a great save by both Foster and Keller to keep it going. Falk has sent it over officially, but here, putting the rally away. Piper Sharks here for the Horton Chargers. It's 14-9.
Great saves on both sides there.
Sharks here, just her 3rd kill of this game, where she had 12.
Yeah, they've really been, the Horton's really been spreading it around, so they have.
Falk across. Kabia, whistle's blown.
Oh, late whistle. That's a late whistle.
A very late whistle. But
that was probably a good call. She kind of had an open hand there when she reached out to try to get that ball up.
14-10 right now. Again, if you just tune in to KNZ 103.9, after this sub-state championship is finished, there will be the pregame coverage of KU versus K-State. That, if you want to listen to, is on 92.1 right now, but you're locked into this one. Here, trying to get it across. Mustang,
good
block by Bobby Becker. You call her blocking Bobby. And she's got 3 blocks tonight. But in this set number 2 against the Mustangs, she's got 2 kills, 2 aces, and a block.
Yeah, these young kids for Horton, they really step up and playing well.
Chartier, a couple of dribbles here. Now fires it. And fires it directly into the net. Go blank. But still the 4-point lead. A reminder that Horton needs to win set number 2 to force the set number 3. 15-11, up by 4 is the Chargers. But with the serve right now is the Mustangs after the point. Courtney Johnson, she's got only 1 ace the entirety of tonight. Gets this one across. Chartier, Becker, and that one's fired out to far, far north.
Yeah, just the set wasn't far enough back for her. She's a little bit off balance on that. But way to mix it up, because all of Dolph and West, they were looking, they were going to go to Huffla. So they had three girls over there, the front blocker over there, and they went opposite.
Kamiya to Huffla. It's in the far back corner of the bench side. The Mustangs just get it across with Courtney Johnson. Huffla, so they're set up for two here, and a great save and dig from Foster. Free ball set across by Bell Smith behind the back. Chartier, link, one-hand save. Kabia, no good. What an incredible diving effort from Huffless, though. But it is within two now, 15-13. Horton still with the lead. Serving still, Courtney Johnson, number four, the sophomore for the Mustang. Set up here for Huffless. Huffless. That one, a point for the Horton Chargers. Again, it's a tip-off. We talk about this. Horton needs to attack the blockers, not around them.
And that's what Huffless does. I mean, she's been trying to go down line a couple times. Now they got the double block up there, so she went cross-court off the blockers instead of just hitting right into them.
Huffless, she's got 13 kills today against the Mustangs. Katie Johnson, almost with a kill.
This
is not being blown. Even the Mustangs had an early celebration, but it still be cut. But Katie Johnson, she thought she had a kill, but now she officially gets
it. How many times has she done that? They went for the double block, knowing that Betty West more than likely will go to her in that middle. They double block with Carly Huffless, and it opens up an area in that front left corner, and she's hit it two or three times.
Well, we mentioned Huffless having 11 kills against the Mustangs. Well, Johnson, she's got 11 kills against the Chargers here in this game. 16-14. Chargers still with the lead, and they will extend it to 17-14. 12 kills in the game against the Mustangs for Carly Huffless.
I said, it doesn't mean you have to go to her every time, but keep her involved because Huffless is going to get you there if you give her enough chances.
Teams alternating points back and forth here. Someone's trying to rally, and here will be the Chargers as they get an ace here from the serve off the hand of number 11 for the Horton Chargers. That's Lydia Link. Lydia Link, she had two aces against KCC, and here she's got one against the Mustangs. 18-14, the lead for the Chargers. Huffless going across the body here. Smith, Johnson, Becker now, Horton. Deflection block. Kill from Katie Johnson. She's got 12 on the game. So 12 kills from Katie Johnson against Horton on the night. She's got 33 total. 18-15. Down by three, the Mustang. Katie Johnson gets the serve over. Kabia setting up, covers up into the net. 18-16. Again, I talked about the importance. This set needs to be won for Horton. And now a service error by Katie Johnson. That's her first service error.
She's just about played a perfect game or perfect day. That's the only mistake I've seen her make.
That is
a service error in the second game of the sub-state championship.
That was her first service error of the entire night between both games played, Mar Hill and now Horton. And here a block by Coversup. It's now 20-16.
Oh, we're going to call timeout.
And a timeout called by the Jonathan West Mustangs. We'll take a timeout as well here. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on KZ 103.9. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, out of the last 10 points in this game, both teams have scored 5 each. And so that's really a testament that these teams are playing close and they're going back and forth, but still 20-16. And the Chargers are looking to try to win this one. And here, a service error for Carly Pufflett. It's 21-16, needing the win. Set number two, Hufflitz records her third ace of tonight, her first ace against the Mustangs. First time she scored a point that wasn't a kill as well. And here a kill for Bell on the Mustang side to keep D. West in this one. It's 21-17 now. Chargers still with the four-point lead. 3 points away from the set point. Back to serve for the Mustang. Brenna Eady gets it across. Becker. Hufflitz. Chartier. Kill! 22-17 now. Inching closer to a set number three and the sub-state championship game between the Chargers and the Mustangs. Chartier, that's only her fourth kill of this entire sub-state championship. Again, that's real surprising.
That was a big one, though.
That was a big one. 22-17. Set up here for Bell Smith. Bell Smith going between the blockers. Sturton fought up at the net.
It's wait a second.
A point here for the Mustangs, and Hufflitz is going to quickly go up to the referee and talk this one over. I mean, she's trying to explain herself.
Oh, they're going to.
And Hufflitz
might have a good point.
He went up to that referee.
She might have a good point.
So, I wasn't up on that, and now the referees are going to talk.
Right, because what happened is she was out there going to dink or push it over, and Dauphin West had a girl that was up over the net, is what she's claiming, and not giving her that opportunity.
So, you know, that's a great senior right there to quickly go over
question
that.
They're going to give it to D. West.
They're going to stick it with D. West here. But, you love to credit that senior being able to.
That's all right. You request the call, make them make the call.
22-18 after the call was confirmed. Still 2 points to set point for Horton. They need to win this set number two to go to set number three. 22-18, up by four, the Chargers. Mustang to serve deep. Kaya Keller. It's over. Bobby Becker on the bump. The set from Hufflitz. The spike from Chartier. Just blocked right back in the direction. Hufflitz, she sends this one deep. A little bit of a misdirection here. And now a block by Coversup.
Block by Coversup. Nice block by that kid.
And now that was Coversup's second point in this set. Second point of the entire night against Donovan West. She's got three blocks in total and covers up. She's one of the great middle players here that this Horton team has. And here, a block for Bobby. 24-18. Set point. We could see a set number three. Kabia sends this one across a near ace, but it will be saved. Falk gets it over. Set point here, 24-18. Chartier tries to put this one down. Ball pops up in the air. Dauphin West needing this one. It's gotten across here. Bobby Becker.
Good luck by 16. The Falk kid.
Kate Falk. She has not had any points the entirety of the night until set number two against Horton, where she has two blocks and a kill, and it has been massive here. 24-19 now. Is the score still set point? Could get put away here, and it will be. We're going to a set number three. Piper Chartier comes in piping hot with her fifth kill of the day against the Mustangs, and will force the third set. And in every game tonight,
why not? We will stay in Horton all night, man. What an environment.
We'll stay here, and trust me, I know the atmosphere appreciates us. I know the Horton community appreciates us that we're here to help support. We'll be back in 2 minutes here for set number three. Winner takes all in the state championship game here at Horton. The Mustangs, the Chargers. Stay tuned here. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word: discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets satisfaction.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, if you're wondering how much longer can this possibly go on, we are guaranteed just one last set here. There is no more after this. This is the third set of the state of the sub-state volleyball championship between D. West and Horton. And say what, Horton, they put a close set number one. They just lost 27-25, but they were able to break a further margin, winning 25-19 set number two. And Horton, they have never been to state ever in volleyball. Jonathan West,
they're 25 points away from it.
They are 25 points away. And D. West, they were in the sub-state championship last year against Centralia, which they went to the third set, and they fell short and lost. And I'm sure that was a heartbreaker for Katie Johnson, the senior. And you talk about Katie Johnson right now, she's got over 33 kills on the entire night. A player like her really wants to earn the opportunity to go to state. But here's set number three as we get on with the action. Chartier, deflection from the line. Set up for Johnson. Is deflected, so that took a little bit off the heat off of it. Lydia Link going across the body here with a shot. Smith, free ball sent over. A little misdirection here. Put across by Huffless. Johnson out of play. A rare miss for Johnson. And now Horton will start 1-0.
Yeah, she tried that same spot and just was a little bit wide that time.
And Horton, they start off 0-1. In set number one, they lost, but they won set number two, and they started up 1-0. Here, a near ace, but kept alive, sent over by the Mustang. Huffless trying to put this one down, deflected from the net. Opportunity here for Johnson, and Johnson clears the slate with that one. 1-1.
Yeah, went across her body to hit the opposite corner and put it down hard.
And Johnson, she's got 13 points against the Chargers tonight. First kill here via the kill. 1-1. And here, a point for the Mustang. Now it is 2-1 in favor of Jonathan West. To serve, Courtney Johnson. And she's got her second ace of the day, the first ace against Horton. Now 3-1. Horton, they just gotta, you know,
stay close.
Competitive with it. For the Mustangs, keep riding the momentum wave. Set up for Huffless, deflection, and
where do you go? You go to your biggest hitter, hit it off the block, out of bounds. That's a way to break the momentum.
Charlie Huffless with 16 kills against the Mustangs. Her first kill in set number three. It's 3-2. Mustangs with the lead. Barely just getting it over. Could be an ace.
No.
Saved. Point for the Chargers. I think they're going to stay. I don't know if it was outside of the antenna.
I think that's what the ref is calling is outside the antenna, but it looked like a great save. But we're 50 feet away. He's on top.
No, we are quite far. Right now we're seeing near side to far side. Horton's the closest one to us. And Johnson just nearly puts this one down. The nice dig from Becker. A point here for the Chargers. Excuse me, the Mustang. They're going to get up on the net. Horton. Now 3-4 after being tied 3-3. Mustangs with the lead. Again, this is whoever wins this game will go to state. Both these teams couldn't make it to state last year. Horton was bounced in the first round. Dauphin West, they lost in the sub-state championship last year to Centralia at the Burlingame sub-state game tournament. And here, going too far out of bounds, it's Huffless. Now 3-5. Right now, again, just great passes have been put to the outside hitters. Just need to calm down. Across, Kavia, Chartier, put across by Smith. Just picked up by the Mustangs. Johnson puts it over with a little bit of finesse. Then Huffless quickly replaces it on the Mustang side. But Horton trying to get this one across into the net. Goes Kirsten Smith. 3-6. After this, we'll send you straight to the KU and K-State pregame coverage of football tonight. Chartier setting up Huffless, and they are going to stay out of bounds. That was nearly on the line, and now you see the timeout by Horton as they are down 7-3 in the final set of the sub-state championship game. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on KNZ 103.9. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, market president at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Mustangs didn't score the first point at set number three, but they have been on a roll, scoring the last four straight. They're now up 7-3 after the Horton timeout, and now Horton, they get a kill, Charlie Huffless. So Horton, the Chargers, they just called a timeout, and they come out and get a point directly after.
Great play. They executed the serve receive excellently. The back row kid made a great pass to the center. They moved Carly Huffless to the center and had a middle hit. Great hit.
Link sends it over on the serve. And now here it's going to be a kill given to the Mustangs. Brooklyn rolls. 4-8. Dauphin West still with the lead. The Mustang back to serve after the alternated point will be Johnson. Johnson gets it across. Bobby Becker now set up here for Huffless, and she's got another kill. So Huffless, after that timeout, has had two kills.
I said they're doing a good job of moving her around different positions, but who do you go to? Go to your leader. And keeping it close, 8-5.
Right now, within three, with the serve, Carly Huffless, she's had a stellar night so far, gets this one over the net, set up here for Smith, deflected, blocked right back towards the Mustangs, set up again for Smith, couple times a charm here, they're going to try to go, it's barely saved, but won't go nowhere. Chartier had a really nice diving effort, giving up her body out of bounds, but just passed it the wrong way. 9-5. Mustangs with the lead. Donovan West Again, they lost last year in the sub-state championship game to Centralia in the third set. They don't want to repeat the same thing here tonight. Kabia, Huffless, Chartier, from behind the attacker's line, sends it across. Be picked up, put over. Huffless, Kabia, Chartier. Chartier on the line!
Nice hit down line. Great, actually, great set by the libero. Libero came in from the back row. The setter was out. He bumped, set it over to Chartier and put a great hit down line.
And Chartier, she's second in kills here in this game against the Mustangs. Here an ace put by Bobby Becker. Excuse me, Ella Sturton, who gets the ace. Two-point run going on here for Horton Chargers. It is now 9-7. And Sturton, that's her third ace of the entire night. And this time, an error. So an unfortunate error right after the ace. 10-7, though. Mustangs trying to build momentum and win set number three to move on to state next week in Dodge City. To serve for the Mustangs, Kia Keller gets this one over. Kabia, Huffless setting up Chartier. Chartier! Trying to get it over. Bell Smith and barely kept up. It was a nice saving effort by Huffless, but no one was there to pick it back up. And I think right now, Horton, they just need to pick up some spirit with their team right now and their squad, knowing that they're not out of this one. They're only down by seven.
Yeah, the double block over there against the Smith kids a little bit open, so it wasn't. She kind of went through it.
Down by four, 11-7 here. And it looks like Mustangs only have one more hit to get it across. They do. It's a point for the Chargers.
I said, yeah, it looks like we got an extra hit.
Getting an extra hit, as you mentioned, Mustangs. Late whistle, but regardless. Should be 11-8. Has officially put that on the scoreboard. Only down by three now. To serve. Horton, Tabia. Bell, block, but kill. Will be for Bell. Tonight, Bell has seven kills against the Chargers. She also had seven kills against the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens.
Well, you got the Johnson girl back in the front row.
12-8, Bell Smith, Kabia, just getting it across Chartier, pushing it. A little soft serve on it. Johnson, nice dive by Sturton. Now Chartier, kill!
Nice kill. Great save by number six in the back row.
Chartier, you know, one thing, the high-level intensity of the passing here from Horton. I go to Highland Community College, and I've watched a couple of their volleyball games, their collegiate-level volleyball team play, and Horton has came to them. They've came to them, they've sat, and they've watched it for a couple times, and that's impressive that they can do that kind of thing with their program. Mustangs here recording a point.
Well, no, it's always a learning experience is to watch higher-level volleyball or higher-level any sport for that matter, just to kind of see what it looks like and how you can fit it into your program. Obviously, you probably don't have all D2 athletes or all JUCO athletes or Division I athletes, but you can find a role for them somewhere.
Huffless puts this one across, 13-9. Shoved over, Sturton into the benches. It's going to be a kill for Brooklyn Denton. Her first kill.
We're getting just a little bit of separation here, and I got it up to five.
14-9. Up by five now is the Mustang. Starts here, setting up Huffless. Huffless going down with it.
Again, a great execution on Horton's side. When they need it, when they're down a little bit, who they go to, give it to Huffless. More than likely, she's going to find a hole somewhere where she can hit the ball.
Huffless with 19 kills against the Mustangs. 14-10. Mustangs still up by four. Bobby Becker gets this one across.
Yeah.
And too far, 15-10. And now.
Yeah, you don't want to do things to yourself at this point.
Now, just 9 points away from the match point and 10 points away from going to state in Dodge City.
Now, this is something, when you get this point, if it's early in the game, net serves and stuff like that, you can cover them up. When you get down to this point, you can't do those things like that.
Tortilla, Hufflin, across. Now, Keller coming up with it. A bump, now set from Chartier, now Link. Crossbody shot, couldn't get it to fall down here. Barely just gets it over. Now Hufflin's pushing across for Horton. Up in the middle side of the net, Katie Johnson. Set for Chartier, Hufflin. Hufflin on the line! You could have put a Kit Kat right there and made that one go in.
Again, a great, smart hitter. Last time she went cross court. Where'd she go this time? Down line. And it was there for her.
I would argue you couldn't put a mini Kit Kat right there. I mean, that was just on the
yeah, on the corner.
15-11. Set up for Katie Johnson, and she's got a kill. 16-11 now, the Mustangs.
What do you do on the west side? You get it set up. Let's go to Johnson in the middle.
Wharton might just consider taking a timeout here if this next point doesn't ride their way.
Oh,
and Chartier barely getting it over is Hufflin. Some miscommunication on the attacker's line. Bell Smith going down. Chartier bump set from Bobby. Chartier going in the deep corner. Man, oh, man.
That's
Hufflin.
And again, there wasn't any room for error there. That thing was only in by like an inch or two.
Tonight, 20 kills against the Mustangs for the senior, Carly Hufflin, as she is back to serve, down by four, 16-12. Just over the net now, low dig from Johnson to Courtney Johnson. And here, a kill for Bell Smith. Bell Smith tonight, she's got 8 kills against the Chargers. And she's helping this team get to state.
You don't want to just sit with those timeouts in your pocket to get too far up. Call them and use them.
17-12. And Bobby Becker could not handle the heat. We might just see a timeout. We are not going to from Horton, but it was an ace from Brenna Eady, her first point of the night. 18-12.
That surprised me a little bit that didn't call time out there.
Up by 6, the Mustangs. Bobby Becker, Hufflin, Chartier, going deep. Foster picks it up, set up an opportunity and a block by Piper Chartier.
Again, I can't say enough about these kids playing the net. I mean, excellent footwork, excellent. I mean, moving down the net, opening themselves up. And then throwing themselves at the block. Both teams are doing an excellent job.
Ella Sturton back to serve now for the Horton Chargers. Spinning the cylinder, firing it across. Kate Johnson set up for Keller here. And it's blocked, deflected to the Mustangs. And point for the Chargers. In by four.
Well, Coach telling the setter to think. We'll see what she does here.
Sturton puts it across. A little miscommunication in the back row, but it'll be fixed up. Horton side with it. Chartier pushing it across. Deep dive and save from Foster. Fostering it over there that time. And now Hufflin pushing it over for Horton. Keller going down. The diving knee slide on the dig from Sturton, sent that out of bounds. 19-14. Horton up by 5. Excuse me, down by 5. The Mustangs. Mustangs only 6 points away from going to state.
They got the metro. The only one thing they don't want to do is do something bad to themselves.
Kia Keller into the net. That is the announcer's jinx. You should know better.
And again, it was the most fundamental thing. She took her eye off the ball as she swung. I mean, you just see it from here.
I think the fundamental thing was not saying it.
Okay.
It's always the broadcaster's fault. Here, it's 19-15. Good save from Kabia. Set up for Chartier. And now, deflected at the line. Just passed across by Denton. Nice dig from Chartier. Hufflin pushing in the back corner. Picked up. Hufflin, she finds a gap. The entire Mustangs team was shifted to the right.
They were all,
and no one was in the left corner.
Well, they were all shifted over there to protect the hitter, And by gosh, it got over, and Huff was seen that that was open, and she just pushed it right back in that back corner.
That is quick recognition. And Chargers still not using a timeout up to this point. They just let the momentum ride for themselves and try to put themselves in this one. Bella Smith deflected, blocked right back at the Mustangs. Still keeping it alive. Denton into the net. 19-17.
Oh, they're going to call timeout.
Timeout from Donovan West. The Mustangs 19-17. Set number 3 in the sub-state championship game.
Why not? Let's go 50-50 here. Let's just keep this going.
Let's just keep this going.
What's going on tonight?
I'm available all night.
We don't got anything to do.
Oh, what a game.
Oh, yeah, what a game. What an environment. Both sides.
We'll keep things here with you. It is 19-17 in set number 3. Set number 1, Donovan West won.
Great environment, and everybody's kept this clean. Both sides, it's been very good sportsmanship on both sides. Both of them are cheering for their own team to do the best they can, but they're not complaining. They're not arguing, which is great to see in high school sports, because sometimes you go places, you hear a lot of negative things. But here right now, it's nothing but positive things cheering on their team. So excellent environment.
I'll tell you one thing. The parent, when I was walking in here and there was just a couple parents sitting down, they were grabbing onto each other. One was showing a little bit of a tear, like, I'm nervous for today and for our team. And, the parents are saying, hey, let's just hope our girls go out there, have some fun, play a great game. And right now, I think they'll have a lot to hold their heads on. And right now, they're making this one even closer. Another ball handling error for the Donovan West Mustangs, 19-18.
Mustangs,
after the timeout, give up a point. A serve here for Kabia. Gets it over. Yep, set off for Sunni for Bell. And I think that's a kill.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it will be.
I was just about to say, the Smith girl was telling the setter, back set to me. And that's what she did.
It is now
off the block, out of bounds.
It is now 20-18, the kill by Bell. She has now 9 kills against the Chargers, and now 5 points away from going to Dodge City for the Mustangs. Just over the net, Kabia, Huffless, Chartier puts that one nearly down. Johnson, Spidey on that one, was at 100 miles an hour. Johnson with another kill. She's
you
got 19
know where
here.
At. They're going to her. She's back in that front row. You got to be double blocking her.
Johnson, 40 kills the entire night. 19 here against the Mustangs. And a block by Johnson. Her first block of the night. She's now got 20 kills. It's 20 points here for the Mustangs against the Chargers. It's 22. It's 18. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll be right back. Down by 4 is the Horton Chargers set number 3 of the state championship game.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Added performance enhancement and more effective training, the chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with
the time to purchase equipment?
Being pushed over is Johnson. Huffless in for the saving attempt. Now Chartier. Chartier, she gets across the 9. Deflection and point! Kill for Chartier.
Wow, what all out hustle on both sides. People are laying it on the line, diving after balls. They're keeping everything alive.
22-19. Horton needs to build some momentum if they want to win this at number 3. But again, Mustangs, they are 3 points away from going to Dodge City next week. Huffless sends this one across. Nearly an ace, but ball handling error. It's 22-20.
Well, you say that. Horton's just 5 points away from going to state.
5 points away from going to state for the Chargers.
They're 3 and we're 5. Horton 5.
An opportunity to go to state for both teams. Chartier sends this one over. She almost had an ace. Katie Johnson putting her heat on it. with a save. Now Hoffa sends it across. Set up for Johnson yet again. Deflection. Hoffless pushing in the back row. Set up opportunity again for Johnson. This time, you see the adjustment there.
What happened? She said, go to me. Go to me. I'm going to get us to state. And my gosh, they did three times in a row. Two times she got blocked. The third time she just tipped it right over the double block.
She recognized that time.
Yeah.
Certain's handling the heat in the back, so let me just put a little finesse on this one. 23-20, 2 points away from state for the Mustangs, 1 point away from match point. Across, Courtney Johnson. Chartier setting up Huffless. Huffless, this time she takes the same page out of the playbook.
Again, two very mature, smart Division II volleyball players in the Huffless kid and the Johnson kid. They're trying everything they can to keep their team together, to give them a chance to get to Dodge City.
23-21. We've been broadcasting for 5 hours and 10 minutes.
Oh, you got to love it. This is
game 103.9, 23-21. Chargers up or down by two, and now down by four. Katie Johnson with the kill.
It's not rocket science. Give her the ball. Give her the ball.
1 point away from Dodge City, the Mustangs.
Quit looking back on the other side. All Horton needs to do is get one good pass. Let's get the set back up to Carly. Let her try to get the point.
The whistle goes, and we got play here for possibly the final point of the game.
There it is.
And the Orange Chargers will stay alive. That was just by a foot.
No, yeah, it was right on the line. But that's what you do. You give it to your best player. And she came through, keeping herself alive, keeping her team alive.
Tonight, Carly Huffless has 22 kills against the Mustangs. A near ace. The Mustangs just get it across. Cover sub. Setting up Chartier to Huffless. Diving attempt. But Johnson could put this game away, and she does! Jonathan West Mustangs are going to Dodge City! And the Horton Chargers, in their miracle of a season, opportunity to go to state for the first time ever with one of the best rosters.
Oh, I mean, great atmosphere, great game. Horton's got a very nice team. They're definitely a state quality team. They just ran into a B-West team that was just as comparable as them. We see some great matches today. Well, I think D-West is going to probably shake some things up down there in 2A State down Dodge City.
We're going to take just a minute or so timeout. We'll come back, give a quick recap of the entire night going forth, and then we're going to send you to the rest of the pregame coverage of KU and K-State football. So stay tuned here for just a couple more minutes on KNZ 103.9.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We're back here one final time here to recap the night. So going home early in the slate was KCC and Marhill Mount Academy, as they lost both of their sets or both their matches 2-1, and going to sub-state championship with your Horton Chargers, Northwest Mustangs. Horton came in the day seeded number one. The Mustangs here came in the day seeded number two. And I'll tell you what.
Listen to this. I hate to interrupt you, but this is what it's all about. When you hear chants like this, this is what it's all about. On to state. As a coach, as a player, as a community member, as a parent, no better thing if you're a sports involved in sports than to hear something like that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. Now they are taking the picture down there. And again, Jonathan West, they take up victorious. And a lot of that credit is the 38 points off the back of Carla Johnson's daughter, who's a senior, Katie Johnson, a first-team Ollie returner, and I'm sure she feels great. This team right now is emotional, and I'm sure also the Horton Chargers are emotional. I mean, this was a real season to go to state the first time in ever in their history. But
there's no guarantee. I don't care how good of a team you are. There's going to be somebody just as good as you somewhere. They gave it everything they had. They really did. I mean, and it just a couple things, one way or the other, would have probably been Horton going to state. But it just so happened that D-West had those breaks at the right time to get a little bit of separation to make the difference. But great fight, because they could have easily, when it was like 22-18, is that what it was, 22-18 or something like that? Horton made a run and made it, so it was, I mean, great comeback. They made some great decisions down the stretch to give their kids a chance. But kudos to D-West. Again, somebody has to win, somebody has to lose in this situation. But two very good teams that we witnessed today.
Yeah, and set number three, it was 21-23 at one point. And the Mustangs, they were able just to cap off with scoring the last two of 3 points. And they really secured it. So, again, just a real recap here, the sub-state championship game. D-West won set number one, 27-25. They lost set number two, 25-19. They come victorious in set number two, 25-22. And that's your winners of the sub-state championship here at Horton is the Dauphin West Mustangs. They lost last year's Centralia, but now the Mustangs will go down the state, Dodge City, next week, which we'll have coverage for here on KNZA 103.9. Stay tuned for next week and more area round coverage of all other teams. And now we're going to send you straight to the pregame of KU football taking on K-State the Wildcats. Thank you for tuning in to 103.9.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.
Bruick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Bruick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Bruick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Bruick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Are you tired of all the Medicare phone calls, mailings, and TV ads making certain supplement plans sound too good to be true, or offering plans that do not work or work well in our area?
Well, so are we.